is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Hello, you guys. It's Raven here. Welcome back to another episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. We're going to be talking all about how to go from struggle to success. Now, I know that everybody looks like they are balling out on Instagram. I know everybody looks like they are living their best entrepreneur life and they're making so much money and business is so lit. But in all actuality, there are a lot of people that are still struggling. And that's why this episode was so important to me, because we want to all be experiencing real success. You know, we don't want to be having a pad numbers for social media. We don't want to be almost inflating our success because we feel like other people are doing so much better than us and things like that. So I wanted to do this episode because I think that everybody is capable of the level of success that you desire, right? And I know for me, I struggled for a long time as an entrepreneur. Now, granted, when I became an entrepreneur, it was before entrepreneurship was popular, right? So I couldn't just go and like contact a coach and say, hey, can you help me, you know, leave my job? Can you help me start this business? It wasn't really the whole like each one teach one type thing when I became an entrepreneur. So I'm really excited to share these quick tips with you guys on how you can go from being a struggling entrepreneur to being successful. So tip number one is that you really want to hone in on the gifts that God gave you. When I say hone in on the gifts that God gave you, I mean, what are those things that God has called you to do? What are those things that you do so well that literally people would pay you almost anything in the world for that, right? Like whatever you say is your rate, these people would not flinch because literally this is something that you just do exceptionally well. It's important that you're honing in on these gifts that God gave you, because you have a lot of entrepreneurs that are following trends. You have a lot of entrepreneurs that are doing what other people are doing. They see that somebody has a super popping podcast and then they say, oh, I need to have a podcast. But God might be calling you to be on YouTube. Or, you know, they see that somebody else has a popping, maybe like brow salon or something like that. So now they're like, ooh, she's posting her number. She's doing really well. Let me go and learn microblading and maybe I should try to do that. No, maybe you should hone in on the gifts that God gave you, because the gifts that God gave you, I'm telling you, there is an anointing there. Where there is an anointing, there is also going to be an overflow that's there. One of the things, I'm going to just kind of give y'all like a little backstory about this. When I first started my business, I was in the PR world. And it was one of those things where I knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew that I had been called to be an entrepreneur, but I didn't really know what entrepreneurship looked like for me. This episode is brought to you by the God Pays Me Masterclass. Y'all, this masterclass is everything that faith-based entrepreneurs need that have been struggling with worrying about money and overcoming the spirit of poverty. All you have to do is go to the show notes and hit that link and download it, and it will be sent to you instantly. Okay, let me just kind of take this route, because this is what seems to be the way that I should go. And it seems to be the way that I should go because I had went to school for PR. So I had a degree in PR. I had done internships in PR. During my internships, I had worked on major accounts. I had worked on McDonald's accounts, NBA accounts. I had worked on LVMH accounts, which is Louis Vuitton, Moet Hennessy. Like when I tell y'all, like just huge companies, I had worked on like their advertising and public relations account. For me, being like this whole like top dog in the PR industry, that's something that I felt like I saw myself becoming, right? And so I ended up starting a PR agency with a business partner. And even with a business partner who was super helpful and super amazing at the role that she played in the business and what she brought to the table and things like that, it still was like a struggle. And I didn't even really understand why it was a struggle in the beginning. But then I realized I'm struggling with this because this is not actually what God has called me to do. And so I can remember in 2012, God constantly speaking to me about business coaching, constantly speaking to me about helping to motivate other people and just helping to encourage other people. And for me, I'm like, God, encouragement don't pay. Motivation don't pay. Like, all I knew was that I was seeing people in the PR world talking about how they were having these $10,000 a month retainers, $5,000 a month retainers, $2,500 a month retainers. It just seemed like it was very easy money. So here comes God saying, basically, I want you to encourage people. And I'm like, encourage people? I don't know anybody that's out here encouraging people and they're basically living a great life off of this. They're basically making any type of substantial income. So in all transparency, I was disobedient to God about that for a very long time. I didn't want to do it. So it wasn't until God completely basically backed me into a corner. Everything had dried up, all the revenue from the PR company, the business partner that I had, who's still one of my really good friends to this day. She ended up basically saying that she wanted to pursue other endeavors and she didn't want to be a part of the business anymore. So here I am. I'm just sitting here with this business that basically I have to admit that this business is pretty much a failure. So all the while my phone was ringing with people saying, how did you start a business? I want to start a business, but I'm afraid. I'm scared. I have anxiety about this. I'm struggling with this. Literally people were calling my phone to provide them with a service that was already exactly what God was telling me to do. So now I'm sitting here, phone is ringing off the hook. Don't have no money because, you know, the business has failed. I done left my job. So my back is up against the wall because y'all know like the bill collectors is going to be calling, right? So finally I said, God, if you want me to do this, show me what to charge. Show me what to do. So it was like towards the very end of 2012 that I started officially doing business coaching and really just giving people the encouragement and motivation that they needed to leave their 9-to-5. And so instantly my very first client paid me my worth. I remember my retainer with her was maybe like a $900 a month investment, and she paid this retainer basically without even flinching. So that did something to me. It did something to me because I'm like, wait a minute, if she will pay this retainer without even flinching, then you can probably guarantee it's two or three other people, it's somebody else that will literally pay this retainer as well. And these people are not going to flinch. So for me, literally the very next year, I ended up making my first six figures. So when I tell y'all, when God has given you a gift, when he wants you to go somewhere, the money came easily to me when I got into the coaching industry. When I was in PR, it was always, I gotta go to a bunch of meetings. I gotta sit down. I gotta talk to people. I gotta do all of these things and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But when I was coaching, it was just like the phone started ringing off the hook. Once the word got out, once the excitement got out, once the success story started rolling in, you couldn't have people stop calling my phone and just being excited about hiring me as their coach. I started to have clients in other countries. I started to have clients all over the United States. People started to bring on the demand for me to be like speaking at their events and things of that nature. So it was an exciting time, but most importantly, it was a fruitful time for me because I was very obedient after a while, because I told y'all I was disobedient at first, but I ended up getting obedient and listening to exactly what God told me to do. So tip number two, actually get help. I think that oftentimes we think, especially as faith-based entrepreneurs, that God just only wants us talking to him about our business. And that's not true. Does God want to be involved in our business heavily? Absolutely. Does God want us to seek him about business decisions? Does he want to give us advice and things like that? Absolutely. Jeremiah 33:3 tells us that God wants us to call to him and he'll tell us unsearchable things that we don't know. And I believe that that's such a big scripture that every entrepreneur should be standing on. God doesn't want us out here clueless, right? But he also tells us in the book of Proverbs that iron sharpens iron, right? So if he says that iron sharpens iron, why do you think that he's against you being a part of a mastermind group? Why do you think that he's against you enrolling in a course? Why do you think that he's against you hiring a coach and doing those things that he needs you to do to get help? God uses people. And when I tell y'all, the coaches that I've had, it hasn't been all of them, but definitely the majority of them has blessed me tremendously. You cannot try to do everything yourself. When I tell y'all it felt so good to walk in here and record this podcast and everything was already set up, I don't got to worry about what kind of mic do I need to buy? How's my sound? What is this? I've hired the people who this is their area of expertise. The only thing I can do on this podcast is talk on here. I can't do no editing. I can't do no sound checks. I can't do no graphics for this podcast. It will literally take me probably 6 weeks to do something that they could do in 6 days or even 6 minutes. So don't be afraid to hire the experts for what you need to hire them for. Don't be that person that's sitting around and your wheels are spinning and you're constantly going to Google University and YouTube University trying to get everything off of there because you're too afraid or too cheap with your business to actually hire somebody. So last but not least, tip number three, do not focus so much on the numbers, especially in the beginning. One of the best pieces of advice that I heard from one of my entrepreneur sisters is she said, I have detached myself from the numbers. And that blessed me so much because now when I do every launch, I always say, I have detached myself from the numbers. I'm not constantly looking at my list. Let me see how many people subscribe. Let me go and look at my Instagram analytics and see how many shares I have, how many saves I have. If you start to do that, you'll literally find that you have now made these numbers be an idol. You've now started worshiping these numbers. You've now started believing that these numbers all of a sudden define you. You've now started believing that all of a sudden these numbers give you confidence and all of this type of stuff. And then guess why else you don't need to be so heavily focused on the numbers in the very beginning? Because the numbers just might not look that great in the very beginning. I'm gonna just be completely honest. So if God is telling you that he's called you to do something, and then you go out there and you start to do it and you see like, wait a minute, only two people have signed up. Now the enemy is using this to start to have you doubting yourself and thinking that you didn't hear properly because you expect to start a business on Monday and you think that Wednesday you're going to be a millionaire. You know, it just does not work like that. So detaching yourself from the numbers initially in the beginning is something that's extremely powerful. It's something that is extremely necessary. Lock into what God said. That's the best thing that you can do versus sitting back and worshiping these numbers. The numbers will come. I always know if God told me to do something, there's an audience there. If God told me to do something, there's a market there for me. I don't care how many other people are in that industry. When I started my handbag company, it was so many naysayers. It was so many doubters and people saying, well, you know, so-and-so has the bag industry on lock. You know, everybody buys his stuff. Everybody buys her stuff. Everybody shops at this store. Everybody. Okay, but God invited me here. If God invited me here, you better believe I'm going to accept the invitation and I'm going to come dress nice. I'm going to look good and I'm going to execute and I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to rock out with this because I know God called me here. So, you know, when God calls you to a place, and this brings me right back, it brings it full circle to tip number one, that you really got to hone in on the gifts that God has given you. Because if God called me to a space and he's giving me a stage there, he's giving me a space there, there's not a person in the world that can knock me off of that stage. And I think that it's important that we talk about this because it's a lot of hating that goes on in entrepreneurship. And, you know, I don't really like to use that word so often, but it really is true. People see you at a certain level and they feel like you didn't work hard enough to get here. They feel like, who does she think that she is? They might try to defame your character, try to defame your business. You know, you just never know what people might try to say. But I know for certain that if God brought me here, I know he has my back with this. You know, I know that God was giving me grace when I was running the PR business with my business partner, but I also know that God wasn't really in that because that wasn't his plan for me. And that's why it didn't thrive. That's why it wasn't prospering, you know, and things like that. So you have to just make sure that you're not so heavily focused on those numbers. You're not heavily focused on doing the things that other people are doing, but you're really locked into the things that God has called you to do, literally the purpose that he has placed over your life. So I hope that y'all enjoyed these tips. This episode has actually been a lot of fun for me to do because it's actually just brought me like really, really full circle from a lot of the things that I learned in the very beginning of my journey to now, like just seeing the fruit of all of those things, 13 years into being an entrepreneur. So that's it for this episode. I will see you guys in the next episode. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Supernaturally Paid. Do not forget to subscribe. We don't want y'all to miss out on any amazing content that we have to offer. And also don't forget to hit the link in the show notes so that you can get your free God Pays Me masterclass.